something that's happening on the internet that's distressing me. And I know there's a lot of stuff happening on the internet that distresses everybody. There are certain things you should never search with the safe search off. Like, do not search Lemon Party.
What is Lemon Party? I've never even heard of this.
Do not search it.
Wait. You say this, but of course, immediately, by the way, I want to then look for Lemon Party. This is not good for me.
Well, then go image search Lemon Party, and I will hear what your reaction is. Quickly, go type it in. Quick,
hold
quick,
on.
Quick.
All right, all right. Make fine. Sure there's a lot of pressure. What do you mean? Quickly. It's like, okay, hold on.
It's like 10 letters.
I understand, but I got Windows. I got to open up Windows, man. I got a lot of Windows
right.
to open.
You,
okay,
is it you use
Lemon?
Like,
wait a minute.
Internet
you just said
Explorer.
Not to do it. What is this going to do to me? Is
well,
a cop going to show up at my house?
I'm not going to describe it to you. You have to go watch it.
A sexual activity involving three or more men.
I'm not telling you. No,
I see it in the Urban Dictionary. I don't need to see any more. I've heard.
But you wanted to know what it was.
Fine.
Seeing is believing.
I don't need to watch. I just see immediately the listing. I didn't click over to videos. You're saying there's videos of this out there.
I said never do an image search for Lemon Party.
Fine.
And you're like, well, what's that? I'm like, well, if you really want to know, do an image search.
I know what you said. I just know that I don't want to look. All I had is the first line, a sexual activity involving three or more men over the age of 69. Holy crap, that makes it even worse.
That's the kicker. And it's called that because you look at it and you go... Just like you sucked a lemon.
I hadn't have thought of that. I would never have thought. That's how slow I am, apparently. You know what I mean? I got a time to catch up. I get that. Okay.
Well, see, because that's because you read it. You need to look at the site,
nope.
The images, and
nope.
That's what makes you go,
nope.
And it's not even, you know, because it's not even just three or more men. It's that over 69 thing that is distressing.
So there's enough, you're saying, scary on the regular, not even the dark web where they're like, you know, selling pieces and parts of bodies, you know that type of... From what I understand, you can buy all kinds of horrible bad. Don't do that.
Wait. What? I understand if you're like harvesting organs, but we got like 6 human feet here. Sorry, 4 of them are lefts. There's only 2 rights. They don't all fit together.
So wait a minute. Does this have a connection to the one shoe that I always see driving along the freeway? Then all of a sudden they're on the dark. Yeah, we got a left one. Anybody need one?
Yeah. What pieces, parts are your? What are you selling? I mean,
me or them? I'm not selling anything. What the hell's wrong with you? I don't even want to talk about this. I'm afraid the cops are going to show up at the house.
What's terrifying is this is so disturbing. It's going to make what I finally saying who has been disturbing me about the internet. You're going to be like, that's it? That's what's disturbing you?
All right, well, let's just go there so I can be disappointed along with everyone else, big shot.
There's a big movement now of flat earthers.
Oh, yeah.
You've
the people who
this,
don't
you?
Believe that the earth is round, even though you can look out and see that there is some curvature out there. Yeah. What is this a brain defect? Is this a brain injury? I mean, what exactly is smoking too much weed since it's more or less legal almost everywhere now? What the hell is the problem with the people?
There's a fascinating documentary on Netflix. It's, I think, called Trouble with the Curve or Behind the Curve or something like that. And it's about it profiles these flat earthers, and the flat earthers, they're like the far fringe conspiracy theorists, you know, the people that don't believe anything, you know, people who believe in chemtrails or melting your brain, and, you know, people who don't believe in vaccinations. And it's like farther than that. It's like people who go down that rabbit hole. Somebody had posted on Facebook a video of a guy. He basically poured water on like a billiard ball or on a baseball or something. And he's like, see, the water falls off. Why doesn't the water fall off of Earth? And I'm like, well, you clearly don't understand how gravity works, but
clearly he's a moron. Seriously, I shouldn't say it that way. That's harsh. Clearly he's defective upstairs. He's got a problem. There's gravity. That's correct. That's how come we don't fly off into the space or whatever else that goes with it. Newton and the apple on the head, which I think was a made up bullshit story, by the way.
Okay, now you can go into your fringe theories about Newton and his bullshit apple if you really want to.
No, I believe it, but I mean, all that, like, no one ever threw anything at him in the first place. He never saw a leaf fall. It was only an apple that fell off the tree. I mean, does that go back to the Garden of Eden?
You don't think Archimedes got in a bath and the water poured out and he yelled Eureka and ran around naked? I do that all the time, man.
Well, I don't know what you do at the House of Chubby. I'm just saying, seriously, that's unbelievable. Obscure references 101, that's tremendous. So let's just see how deep we can go in other references sooner than later. That's tremendous. Ooh. So wait a minute, let's get back to the flat earthers. Do you know any of these people or what?
Who knows? That's the thing that's terrifying. Maybe you do. You know, because it's sort of like, go on Facebook. At some point, you're going to find that one person who's like, well, you know, maybe vaccines still cause autism. You're like, no, they don't. You know, you're going to find that one person who's like, I thought you were more reasonable than that. So, you know, you don't ever know about these, the flat earthers. There could be somebody that you know who is into that. Apparently, like, not that you know Shaquille O'Neal, but isn't Shaquille O'Neal, but and not that anyone puts him up as a paragon of genius, but.
Don't hate on Shaq. Would, come on. I don't, well, I have no idea that he, you're saying he's a flat earther also.
I think they mentioned that in this documentary.
All right.
Because I went to the guy's page who had posted this video, and then I started going down the rabbit hole, and they have these incredibly intricate, apparently scientific videos that explain flat earth, which are nonsense and garbage. I'm going to put science in quotes, and they're going to be big. They're not just like little air quotes, giant cartoonish bubble quotes, you know, for science, but the science in giant cartoonish bubble quotes of flat earthers, it's intricate and they go deep into it and they have calculations and stuff, which are all nonsense, by the way. And there are people who do believe it. And it's like, it's a gaining momentum.
Well, look, first of all, I assume they're like wearing foil on their heads and worried about the black helicopter thing. You already mentioned the anti-vaccine thing. All I can mention is polio. And my grandmother had it. Thankfully, yeah. None of us have to worry about polio flies or whatever else that goes with that. But these are some things you don't share. So are you saying that there are people who are, in fact, flat earthers who don't want to mention it because they don't want to be mocked, ridiculed, marginalized, or whatever else because we think they should have ridden the little yellow bus to school? No disrespect. I rode one, and I'm fairly functional as a human being. I mean, maybe it's a tiny stick. Before I grew up to be a big stick, I get around. I can handle myself. I find my way to work and home and to the grocery store on a regular occasion, most of the time.
I think almost everybody you know, you can sit there and pin them down, and you can find anybody, and they'll believe in something that you probably think is hogwash.
So wait,
you mentioned UFOs. I mean, I put UFOs in a different category because it's such a vast thing of saying, well, could there be aliens visiting? Sure, that's a possibility. As opposed to, I know my friend who's got a yard sign in his front yard for UFO landing site. I mean, there's.
Wait a minute. Did he buy those new lights now that you can wrap around that have whatever else? Like he's got a landing strip there or whatever else, so that you're waving them in, waiting every night, just hopefully he can direct them down here. And by the way, every movie, it never ever works out when the aliens actually show up. One, because we humans want to take them out, even though we've invited them. And this is another.
Take us out.
Correct. This is another episode. I don't even want to get into this right now.
But I put like flat earthers in a totally different category because it's scientifically been shown to not be flat.
I've seen the photographs.
For hundreds of years.
Look out that if you just, the moon, by the way, is round. Are they saying it's just like a pie plate up there? What the hell? Even if you're just looking up.
That's just the firmament. I don't know why it rotates or anything, but you know, and forget the whole thing that you've got NASA evidence. They have a website that says NASA lies and all this kind of stuff. But the other thing I find fascinating about the flat earthers, they say, oh, well, it looks flat. Here's the thing. We've talked about this before. I go on cruises. I love going on cruises.
Yep.
One of the things you can do is on a cruise ship, the boat is flat, okay? You know, they don't curve the boat. So pretty much the railing is flat all the way from bow to stern. And if you sit down in the lounge and look at the railing and, like, raise your head or lower it to meet with the horizon line, you can see where the horizon does very slightly curve because out in the ocean, it's essentially flat. I mean, unless it's really rough seas, but it'd have to be really, really rough seas to be adjusting the horizon.
Maybe you should stop making so much sense. Look, it may not work in a pond, though a pond would be good for you. Yes, Caddyshack, there's always a reference. But even if you have a decent sized lake, you can look, if you're just looking at the lake from the shore, you can go on the horizon. Oh, yeah, that's not quite flat. I mean, take a brain surgeon to figure that out. These people are defective and need help.
There's a certain human nature that people want to disbelieve. They want to be the one person that knows that they're being lied to. You know what I mean? You want they're, and that's, I think, how the vaccine stuff got so, oh, I'm so enlightened and so smart that we're having the wool pulled over our eyes. That's, I think, why the anti-vax movement blew up, not just because this guy was trying to make money for his other vaccine, which is the whole reason that thing got started. But that people just, they want to believe that they're more enlightened than your average person. And I think that's where like flat earthers come from. But it's bizarre. They're all over the globe, ironically.
Well, look, just say measles. Okay. Just say polio. Just say typhoid, tetanus. I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
There's
out there.
A book called like Mary's Marvelous Measles. It's a self-published book on Amazon about how great it is that this woman's daughter got measles herself and didn't have a vaccine for him. Of course, she didn't die and go blind or anything like that, which is what different versions of measles can do for you. Apparently, this is the Brady Bunch version of the measles.
I'm not saying I'm paranoid and freaked out, but there's a reason that I don't leave the house very often. And we've joked about this, but we just mentioned all these things that are floating around. And then all these people are like, yeah, I don't think we're going to get the vaccine, but you want to play in the big sandbox of life. There is a responsibility in a society. Otherwise, go move to a leper colony and ask them how stuff's working as bits and pieces of themselves fall off.
Yeah. Go to the leper colony. Watch people disintegrate.
That's a terrible thing. I don't think I really want to go now that I'm talking about that.
Wasn't one of the Hawaiian Islands a leper colony? I'd go there.
Maybe. There was an island off of the island of Manhattan that also was that way, too.
Plum Island or something.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you can get a deal there on an apartment if you can find a way over.
Great vacation spot.
Of all the spots to go. A cruise. Let's go. We'll do that again. Let's get to it. Open the bar. I'm ready to take a chance.
You've been listening to The Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate The Chubby and Stick Podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to The Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to The Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.